The AI race just got a fresh financial twist, and it comes from the company that has become the center of nearly every conversation in the space. According to TechCrunch, OpenAI has confidentially filed for an IPO, a move that lands a little more than a week after Anthropic filed to go public. That means the two most closely watched frontier labs are now not just competing on models and products, but on how they present themselves to public markets. For everyone following AI, this is a signal that the industry's biggest players are preparing for a new phase of scrutiny, capital, and scale. This is TSL Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Tuesday, June 9, 2026. Let's get into it. The biggest story today is OpenAI's confidential IPO filing, because it changes the company's posture from private market rocket ship to something that is clearly preparing for a broader investor audience. According to TechCrunch, the filing was made confidentially, which means the company can work through the process without immediately laying all of its cards on the table. The timing matters because Anthropic filed to go public just over a week ago, so the two rivals are now moving in parallel toward the same destination. That does not guarantee either one will list soon, but it does show that the market narrative around frontier AI is shifting from pure growth to public company readiness. For listeners, the key point is that an IPO would force more disclosure around revenue, costs, governance, and risk, all of which matter a lot in a capital-intensive AI business. It also raises the stakes for how OpenAI balances product expansion, infrastructure spending, and investor expectations. In other words, the company is not just building models anymore, it is building a public market story. Apple used WWDC to do what it has been promising for 2 years, finally show a more capable Siri and a broader Apple Intelligence push that feels like an actual product roadmap instead of a teaser. According to The Verge, Apple unveiled Siri AI, which it described as an entirely new version of Siri that is more conversational and more capable than the assistant users have known for years. The company also rolled out a new set of Apple Intelligence features, tying the assistant more tightly into the rest of the iPhone experience. That matters because Apple has been under pressure to prove it can compete in consumer AI without abandoning its privacy-first positioning. For users, the practical change is that Apple is trying to make the phone feel more helpful across everyday tasks, not just in isolated AI demos. For the market, it shows Apple is now leaning into AI as a platform feature rather than a standalone app. And because Apple controls both hardware and software, any meaningful Siri upgrade could reach a massive installed base quickly. Another big business story comes from Lovable, the AI app-building startup that says it has crossed a major revenue milestone. According to TechCrunch, the company says it has hit $500 million in annualized run rate revenue and is seeing 1 million new projects created every week. Lovable says users are not just experimenting, but building businesses and replacing internal software with what they create on its platform. That matters because it is one of the clearest signs that AI coding and app generation tools are moving from novelty to real commercial usage. The company's numbers suggest there is demand for fast, low-friction software creation, especially among people who want to prototype or ship without a traditional engineering team. For listeners, the significance is that this is the kind of usage pattern investors watch closely when they try to separate hype from durable adoption. It also shows how quickly AI tools can become embedded in actual workflows when they reduce the time from idea to product. Apple had a second AI announcement at WWDC, and this one was less about Siri itself and more about the rest of the iPhone getting smarter in small but useful ways. According to TechCrunch, Apple is adding AI-powered features to Safari, shortcuts, and passwords, extending on-device assistance into places people already use every day. That means the company is not only trying to improve the assistant experience, but also to make AI feel native across core apps and system functions. The reason this matters is that Apple's strategy has always depended on making new features feel like part of the operating system, not a separate layer bolted on top. For users, that could mean smoother browsing, more automated routines, and less friction around everyday account management. For Apple, it is another way to show that its AI rollout is broader than a single headline feature. And for the industry, it reinforces that the next phase of consumer AI may be less about one killer app and more about many small integrations. A quick hit before we move on. According to The Verge, Google is rolling out a major upgrade to Notebook LM with Gemini 3.5, plus new tools that help the app find sources and use a cloud computer. The update is aimed at making answers more accurate and more reliable, which is exactly the kind of improvement that matters in a research-heavy product. If you use Notebook LM for notes, documents, or source-based work, this is one to watch closely. Before I let you go, keep an eye on how OpenAI's confidential filing shapes the rest of the week, especially if more details leak about timing or structure. Also watch whether Apple's Siri AI rollout actually reaches users in a meaningful way, because the gap between keynote language and real-world availability is where this story will get judged. If both companies execute, the next few months could be less about AI demos and more about who can turn AI into a mainstream product and a public market narrative. That is TSL, bite-sized for Tuesday, June 9th, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.